for eyes up in the night, and the ocean breathing heavy like a beast. I held you, but I don't know if I was strong enough to say how the way it felt messed up my mind. Maybe clouds or sun, but don't recall. I was young. Maybe clouds or sun, but don't.
You are listening to The Jukebox. I am your host, Julian Taylor. That is The Fruit Bats with Humbug Mountain Song, a song that I've heard a lot this summer. Heard it in Winnipeg, heard it in Edmonton, and also Cambridge. The band is pretty awesome, and Andrew actually is the lead singer, and it's really funny because we keep seeing each other walking down hallways of hotel rooms. He and I were on the same floor in Winnipeg, and we got to chatting, and he lives in L.A. Really cool musician and songwriter. The band's awesome, so check them out if you get a chance. And before that, from Nunavut, the Jerry Cans. They were nominated for Juno a couple years ago, and they are a band that combines Inuit throat singing with country, folk, rock, and even a little touch of reggae here and there. So really cool stuff. Please check them out when you get a chance on social media. Another person that you really need to listen to, and I'm telling you this because he's incredible. What a vocalist and what a piano player and what a personality. Jeremy Dutcher has just released brand new music. It is incredible. It's called Take My Hand. He's classically trained and he's a tenor. He's also a musicologist and won the Polaris Prize for his previous record. He's from New Brunswick and is a gentle, gentle soul. Here he is on the jukebox. There for you.
but not my light. The words that we find are new, and all of the ghosts that we sing back to teach us our way. Listen for its name. I will always be there for you in new love, new love. Where we've been waiting, walking toward.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Taylor here, and you are tuning into The Jukebox. This is episode 96, and that was Mikhail Laxton with Four String Cowboy from his self-titled debut LP, Streams, which came out just a couple of weeks ago. It's a brilliant record, and Maverick Country in the UK, a publication there, gave it 10 out of 10 stars, which is so incredible and so rare as an artist. He certainly was flipping out a little bit about that, as rightfully so. A very humble soul who is living in Ottawa, but is from Australia. We also have some music from Joey Styles featuring Kinney Starr. The song's called Jaded Angel from the album Feather and Rosary. Joey is a First Nations Métis rapper and pop artist living in Haida Gwaii, and so is Kinney. Kinney's there as well, and they got together and put this incredible collaboration together. So awesome stuff. Justin Rutledge is also on the show, and he is covering a very well-known Harry Styles song, As It Was, doing a folk version of this particular track. And as we all know, the song was massive across the entire globe. So hopefully it gives Justin some legs on this one, you know what I mean? And before we get to that, I'd like to play you something from Valerie June. Now, Valerie June is somebody I met out in Edmonton, has a song called Wanna Be On Your Mind. And Valerie is incredible because she was a cleaning lady for ever and ever, 7 years of her life, waking up and cleaning houses. And she always dreamt about being a writer and an artist and never thought it was possible. But guess what? She headlined at the Edmonton Folk Festival stage, and she's having a great run at it. Also loves yoga like Ben Harper. So maybe they do yoga together. I don't know. But anyway, here is the song called Wanna Be On Your Mind by Valerie June, right here on The Jukebox.
Yeah. is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Come on, Harry. We want to say goodnight to you.
Holding me back. Gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say when everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I am the one who will stay. You know it's not the same as it was.
away, no saving us. Ashes, ashes, dust to dust.
Dust, 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 dust.
Bite my lip, summer get me out of here. Crucify me, dry those tears. Lately I've been wanting babies. Part of me that ain't the shady. Little brother, I think of you. Sister, please, you know it's true. Now there ain't no saving us. Ashes, ashes, dust to dust. Now there ain't no saving us. Ashes, ashes, dust to dust.
Dust.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Cackling geese may look a lot like Canada geese, but their slighter build and shorter beaks give them away as a distinct species. And one subspecies in particular has a very special story. Aleutian cackling geese build their nests on a chain of islands off the western coast of Alaska. In the 1700s, fur traders introduced an invasive species of fox to the islands, with devastating consequences for the geese. For decades, Aleutian cackling geese were believed to be extinct. But in the 1960s, a biologist discovered a group of around 300 birds nesting on Boldear Island. The fortuitous discovery allowed conservationists to put the birds on the endangered species list. And this paved the way for federal protections on their Alaskan nesting grounds and their wintering territories in Oregon and California. Thanks to this habitat conservation, there are now more than 120,000 Aleutian cackling geese, making the biannual journey between Alaska and the Gulf of Mexico. To learn how to conserve seasonal habitats and protect the future of migratory birds in your area, start at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Donations to the War Amps have a lasting impact on amputees. Today, your support gives them the artificial limbs and resources they need for everyday activities and learning to live with amputation. Having access to our essential programs helps amputees prepare for tomorrow on their road to independence. The War Amps is committed to improving the quality of life for Canadian amputees, but this wouldn't be possible without you. To learn how your donation helps, visit waramps.ca.
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.